Welcome, Friday. I've come to talk with you again, as is traditional at this point of the week, one of our Culture File guests who's here to tell us about some of the words, pictures, sounds and smells they enjoy. And this time it's the turn of former Magazine and Bad Seeds bassist Barry Adamson to share with us his Culture File likes.
I'm Barry Adamson and I'm a polymath, which means I can add up, subtract and divide at will. A TV show that I am particularly liking at the moment is called The Outsider. I think it's a HBO production. In England, at least, it comes on Sky Atlantic. It's almost like a supernatural noir, I think. It's from a Stephen King novel, and it stars the amazing Australian actor Ben Mendelsohn in the lead role as a detective who's on the hunt for a child killer, having lost a child himself. All aspects of this show are totally brilliant, from the direction to the actual filmmaking, and even the camera movements are just absolutely wonderful. Just when you think a genre can't give you any more, then you're given this. And I get very excited about talking about it to neighbors and friends and strangers on the street, even.
The evidence and the counter-evidence, I'm struggling with that.
Where are you going with all this?
Is that Terry Maitland? 70 miles away. The same day, the same time as Frankie Peterson was murdered.
A podcast that I like to listen to while driving particularly is one that's called the Football Book Club, where a panel, rather hilariously, get together and discuss various biographies, autobiographies written by footballers. The one that recently had me in tears, funny enough, was by Jermaine Pennant, which is called Mental.
Jermaine Pennant, winger, played for, and this could take a while, Notts County, Arsenal, Watford, Leeds, Birmingham, Liverpool.
If you've ever sort of gone into the world of writing a bit about yourself, you can kind of appreciate on all levels the way this pans out, from the hilarious, from the sublime to the ridiculous, and everything that goes along, I guess, with being a footballer. And they seem to find just the most the things that make you sort of cringe, the thing that make you sort of go, wow, that's just unbelievable. And they find the great ones as well, like Gary Monk's Loud, Proud and Positive, which you can imagine the hilarity around the title. And then they all sort of go, well, actually, this is a really fantastic book. It's really great. As is Jason McAteer's Blood, Sweat and McAteer. I didn't really know a lot about the Screaming Trees. And when I was working with the Bad Seeds, Mark Lanegan came along and did a bunch of shows with us. Very nice man and an amazing talent. And he seems to be able to really dig in and find the stuff. And I was listening to a track the other night of his called Nocturne. And just the depth of his voice and where he seems to be able to take you as a listener. I found it very exciting to hear that he's got a memoir, an album coming out soon. I'm getting ready for it. I think the memoir was written just before the record, and the record was sort of a release from being in and opening the Pandora's box of pain and misery that goes into writing a memoir. Trust me, I am beginning to understand this. The food that I really enjoy is salmon, and I particularly like it when it's on a bed of avocado and tomato salsa. a little bit of sweet corn in there, and a little bit of lime. That, to me, is what you call a Tuesday night treat, beyond a doubt. Acqua di Parma. This is a scent that makes you feel so great about yourself. You can see people's faces change as they smell it upon you. They believe it's you that smells like that, I'm sure. And I feel complete doing a show or going out when I have a spray of that. I prefer to do it like Cleveland does in the Cleveland show, where he sprays it in the air and runs into it so you don't get completely covered by it. But I recommend any of their scents as long as it says Acqua di Parma on the front.
The likes of Barry Adamson there, and you can catch him along with Adrian Crowley, Sean McCarolyn and Matthew Nolan playing a live soundtrack to The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari in Dublin on February 26th at St. Anne's Church in Dawson Street.